This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara, two beauty journalists shooting the... I shouldn't start out with a curse right away. Hi, I'm Jen
Sullivan. Shooting the breeze.
Shooting the breeze.
Shooting the breeze. I actually... Often I make a pact with myself to not curse anymore.
Oh, since I have to put the explicit rating whenever we do... We've had very few lately.
I don't think we curse that often. I don't understand why we have the E. I rarely ever curse.
I think I dropped an F-bomb on our Leah Yu episode on Friday, but I kept it in because I was feeling feisty.
I don't know. I got to say something. I feel like it doesn't make anyone sound better. Like rarely yeah. ever. Only like in a movie.
Does it sound cool for me? Just so you know, it's just I get really animated and it just pops out.
No, sometimes I do. I'm not like, I don't curse and my name and I'm so cute and Southern. Not even Southern, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be like Gene Willikers.
In the great state of New Jersey, we are known for our manners and our not cursing.
Yeah, like I definitely curse, but sometimes I hear myself, I'm like, I sound like trashy.
Yes, well, I'm from Philadelphia. We do like this. But guess what, guys? We're going to now do this whole episode without one curse.
So I'm going to be cursing up a storm. I'm going to be like, yeah, no, I just...
Oh, can I just say also thank you to the fam for tagging us in all of their Spotify end-of-year wrap-ups.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
I've been loving seeing who our biggest listeners are and how many minutes you spend with us.
Thank you. I know.
We appreciate it.
I saw this funny meme and it was like, I saw my Spotify list or whatever, and like I am being mentally evaluated. There's all the Spotify memes are like killing me.
It told me I was a vampire.
Oh, I got that one too.
Oh, you also got a vampire.
I think there's like two things. It's like you're a vampire or werewolf.
There was a magician. I have a friend who was like a magician.
What city did you belong to? Oh, yeah. Yes. Jinx. Madison, Wisconsin.
Really now?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got Berkeley, California, which seems to be.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. That's the one that's been seen on social media, that in Burlington, Vermont. I don't know. People think it's interesting that a lot of people are getting those, but it's 0.6% of people are,
identify with Berkeley?
What's going on in Madison is in Wisconsin, right? It's Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, who is your top artist? Perhaps they're from there?
King Princess.
Okay.
But she's not Brooklyn. From
there. Yeah. No, girl, your top was Encanto. I saw you. You posted yours.
That was song. I think you said artist.
This is what happens when you have children in your life.
That was for me, honey.
Oh, Encanto was for you?
It was for both of us.
Yeah.
That was for my song. But yeah, for artist was King Princess. Really liked her new album.
So really high up was Deo from, you know, Harry Belafonte's classic Daylight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because when Atlas was here just a couple weeks, we must have played it like 400 times because he just wanted to keep hearing it. So I'm like, all of a sudden, that's in my top five. But yeah, I'm from Berkeley and I'm a vampire. Anyway, I love the Spotify end of year wrap up. And I love being people's number one podcast. So keep listening.
Thank you guys.
Know? Yeah.
All right. So what else is happening? Any beauty buzz? Anything happening in the beauty world this week?
I know about lots, but I'm here for Jessica Matlin's hot take on the week.
All right. Should I roll out the news?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. Okay, everyone. All eyes right now are on Zara, or at least my eyes. I think what they're doing is amazing. Now, we know that fast fashion has some real problems, so I just want to call it the elephant in the room. But that is a very separate conversation, one that cannot be ignored. But in a moment where luxury is struggling, everyone is carrying the same old stuff beauty-wise, the celebrity brands, it's like enough already. It's like enough. Zara is doing something very interesting in the beauty world. So they collaborated with Jo Malone on fragrance. She's doing a lot of their fragrances. Diane Kendall did their color a couple years ago. Now Guido Palo is doing their hair collection. Your very first hair collection.
Oh, this gold spray. Why? What happened to glitter spray for our hair? I need this back for holiday parties. It's like such good timing and it's so
holiday
beautiful.
Parties, like why not 365?
Okay, sure. Gold spray 365.
I think like we have come so far with beauty. There's more to say about the Guido thing, so I'll get back to that in a second. But like we've come so far. Like 5 years ago, people wouldn't be putting like zit stickers on their face. We wouldn't be doing a lot of the things that you see people walking around with now, like all the time. Mm-hmm. I think we can move to a place where glitter hairspray is normalized.
Okay. Normalize glitter.
I mean, that is how I feel.
Even the whole thing, the accessories, the like, it's just chic, chic.
Okay. So, yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's called. His first collection is called the Zara Holiday Drop Box. It's a limited edition collection. It has the, if you couldn't figure it out, glitter hairspray. There's a glitter gel, like a gold, the gold is the theme. Gold hair gel, gold glitter hairspray. It's like a mist. It's not like chunky glitter. And then these little gold bobby pins. I think it comes in a box. I'm not totally sure about that. But it's like a little, drop box, duh. And it's a teaser of what is in store for 2024. So I'm guessing that Guido is going to be doing just some more core items. Mm. It's so smart. It's the perfect person. Guido and Diane Kendall have worked together for years and years. So it's like there's a consistency there. I love the accessibility. I love the partnership with Zara. It also kind of rounds out, like Steven Meisel is doing fashion for them right now. It's like, what a hot spot right now is Zara. I would love to see him do the perfect black headband. Because I remember interviewing him a million years ago, and he was like, the chicest thing you can own. So a little holiday tip, or just like wardrobe tip, is a black stretchy headband. Because he's like, it always looks chic, always looks expensive.
Please see Dame Pat McGrath. Like, if you need a visual reference for why a black stretchy headband always looks chic.
It's like, it's punk rock. It could be Brigitte Bardot. It could be preppy. However you style it is perfect. So I'm hoping that he will do something like that. That's just my own little feedback. But super awesome. And I just check out Zara to see whatever is happening right now. All right, moving along. This one is for my fellow Weight Watchers buddies. I wish Marissa Meltzer were here.
She's on a plane to like Paris. I just was just checking in on her Instagram. So. Because Joan, the dog, had their own seat.
I mean, it's good to be Joan.
just because no one was sitting next to her.
If you were at our book club, you know that Joan was the special guest at the book club.
Joan is Marissa Meltzer's dog. Marissa Meltzer is the author of the Glossier Tello book. Go on.
And also, This Is Big, which was the true story of Jean Nidich, who was the founder of Weight Watchers. So I was watching a video the other day that just was on CNN, and it's about the new Weight Watchers CEO. Her name is Sima Sistani, and she was talking about the company's new shift. And I was blown away by this interview because she said that she had, the new CEO, her own like aha moment. I feel like an aha moment is very Oprah. I wonder, did she coin that? I don't know. When she spent time in the company's offices and really spent time with the employees, she had this moment where she realized that, quote, we were contributing to the shame that some members would have felt if they did the program and it didn't work for them. And she said that she wanted to be the first to say, I'm sorry, we know better now, we will do better now if we admit that for some, diet and exercise is not enough. Obesity may be a chronic condition. We needed to be the first to say we've got it wrong, and Weight Watchers wants to be loud and proud about this. So some context is the company bought Sequence, which is a telehealth program that can prescribe weight loss intervention drugs like we've talked about on this show. You know exactly what I'm talking about, Jen, right?
Semaglutides, Ozempic, yes. Mm-hmm. I think we've even talked about the fact that they were investing in that. Oh, no, I read an article about it. Go on.
But they've invested in that, but she is now coming, she's being very direct by saying, hey, we have as a company got it wrong in the past that all of the points counting, all of the weigh-ins.
For certain people, it's just not enough.
For certain people. Yeah, and I want to be really clear about that. For certain people, not everyone, because there might be some people listening to this saying, wait a second, it worked for me. The meetings worked for me. The support worked for me. The counting, like I'm a lifetime member, or it worked for my mom or whoever. For some people, she's saying the program as it's been for 50 years or whatever doesn't work. And when I heard her say that, I was sitting at my desk and I was like, that is a huge admission.
I do wish she would have said that before they invested in these programs, because regardless of the fact that they sometimes have to now prescribe drugs, that remains true even if we didn't have these drugs for people with chronic obesity. So like,
yeah,
I still put on my cynic's hat and think this is a bit of a business decision, because obviously if they've invested in these companies, they have to stand by that. But like if they had said it 10 years ago, before they invested in these companies, I would have been even more impressed. But regardless, it's true. I've watched my dad suffer his whole life. He's been on every single diet and he just couldn't lose weight. It's like chronic for some people. The metabolism is different. Their thyroid works differently. Other things we probably don't even know yet. But as you, a Weight Watchers lover or the system, or you just are, I'm glad to hear that they've come around.
I'm a lover, but I'm also like, it's like the devil, you know. And when I say the devil, that probably is the wrong word because I don't have bad feelings towards it. I've just grown up with it. I was doing the program when I was 16 or 17 years old, and take that with however you will. But I remember doing everything to a T some weeks, getting on the scale and being like, what did I do wrong? And then sitting with like a leader and being like, can you go through my diary with me?
What's a leader? Oh, you're in your group.
Yeah. And then her being like, well, maybe you had too many apples. And I'm being like, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Maybe it was too many apples. And then being like, I'm not, but this person might be saying.
Also, please tell me apples aren't points anymore. Apples probably.
They're not points anymore.
Right? Yeah, good. Because all that fiber, I hate when we demonize fruits and vegetables. Yeah. Okay. This was the 90s when apples still had
points. It was the 90s, yeah.
It's not even a high sugar fruit. Yeah, go on.
I think in 2018, they made a huge shift where they were more wellness focused and less about, they got more with the culture and more about encouraging healthy foods, being 0 points and more activity focused, like earning points. Okay, I'm getting too in the weeds, but I think they've done a lot of good things. And then something else I want to point out. So I couldn't
still even use points.
I don't know. I haven't done the program in like a few years. I did it after Lake was born, but I haven't done it in a few years. What they're saying now is like, if you're using this
new thing where you can get the drugs, the weight loss drugs, there is still that system of support. So it's not just like, here's your medicine, bye, best of luck. There is still that lifestyle support.
Especially because there's so many side effects with those drugs. I'm glad that there's support there.
Yeah.
And I know that company is always on your radar for news.
Always on my radar. Okay.
Thank you.
You know
for
who's
sharing.
Also on my radar?
Tell me.
Jennifer Lawrence. She's very intriguing to me because she's one of those celebrities who's very like, I'm a real girl. And she's stunning, but it's like, is she a real girl?
What's she doing?
So she's in the press right now. She and Kylie Jenner, of all people, are having one of their like interviews for Interview Magazine, you know, one-on-one. Mm-hmm. So the internet is abuzz because she says to her buddy, Kylie, she goes, I think it's incredible what makeup can do. I work with Hong Van Gogh, who overlines the lip. You know, now I'm paying attention because I started using liner again, like lip liner. And I call him plastic surgeon because everybody in the last few months since I've been working with him is convinced that I had eye surgery. Kylie Jenner says, stop. Jennifer Lawrence says, I'm like, I didn't have eye surgery. I'm doing makeup. Kylie Jenner says, oh my God, you know, you've been looking amazing. Have you always been working with him? And Jennifer Lawrence says, well, apparently I've had full plastic surgery. Kylie Jenner says, it's amazing what makeup can do.
Okay.
That's all the information I have from these two. But I like that this has set everybody a titter because I kind of feel like maybe they were baiting people. They're smart girls.
Okay.
I also do think that Hong Van Gogh is amazing. I want him to do my makeup and then we'll talk. Yeah.
He's showed even like one eye, one not. Or like when Drew Barrymore does, because she does this one eyelining trick. And it's like, you literally look like you had a bleffer. I can never say that word.
Bleff.
An eyelid plastic surgery. And I know Jennifer Lawrence has hooded eyes. You think that they were doing this to like wink, wink, we both have had plastic surgery or what?
No. I don't think it was.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I just think that they weren't like, okay, we're not going to talk about plastic surgery. I think like they know.
Yes, but those transcripts are heavily edited and I'm sure they took out a bunch of what happened after they said the word plastic
surgery.
They
just know that people will talk about this.
But I do agree with the sentiment, which is you start with a new makeup artist. If you're a celebrity, your face can look very different.
Absolutely. Somebody did my makeup once for TV. I mean, I'm no Jennifer Lawrence, so that was like somebody who I was not going to have an ongoing relationship with. I'm only on TV like once every 2 months and 2 years. And they did my eyes in a way that I had to say in the nicest way, we need to start again because my eyes looked completely round. And I don't have very round eyes.
Like they didn't wing the eyeliner at all. It was just like, I will circle your eye.
No, and now I know it was a good learning lesson that I tell people, hey, please don't bring the eyeliner to the center of my eyes because it will make my eyes look complete like golf balls. Because I have such big eyes and I have a lot of lid. If you line to the center, I looked like an old woman.
It's funny. I'm glad you brought up eyeliner because I didn't finish the eyeliner book yet, so I can't give my full recap, but there's so many fascinating anecdotes. I was like, this is someone who clearly knows what they're talking about because she doesn't put all eyeliner into one big group. It's like there's a 5,000 ways to wear eyeliner and make your eyes look different. And clearly Jennifer Lawrence knows this.
She knows. Go back to like Kevin Aucoin. Go back to drag techniques. You can make somebody look completely different.
Okay, so was that Jennifer Lawrence saying I haven't gotten plastic surgery? Okay, fine.
Yeah, she's got that's what she said. I'm gonna take her at her word here. And I'm dying to have Hong do my makeup. Mm. Okay. In Women's Wear Daily, there's a whole feature on the rise of the Gen X and even baby boomer TikTok influencer. I have to say, I read this story. I'm not trying to be like, oh my God, I'm so prescient. But like I pitched this story, not about on TikTok too. It was my last story for Harper's Bazaar about the rise of the Gen X influencer. But I remember pushing this before and nobody believed me.
Yeah, you were onto Sonia Valencia before anybody else and there's so many now.
Okay, I remember talking about, like, it took me so long to get this story over the line because I was like, okay, Trini Woodall's the biggest thing. Caroline Hirons, like it's all about the women, Bobby Brown for Jones Road. Like,
but girl, you are talking about your algorithm. I guarantee you there's listeners listening who are like, what? How is that true?
No, I'm just saying this has been like, this was like a tidal wave that was happening. Like it started
in
so
Jessica
long
Matlin's
ago.
Instagram feed. No, no, no. I know. It's
no.
In general, just them coming onto TikTok.
No, it wasn't my Instagram feed. It's not like I spend my free time looking up makeup tips. I don't want to talk about makeup after work.
For 45 plus. Or what is it? What is Gen
X? It's 45 plus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not a baby boomer. Sorry, I know you, that's what you think I am, but I'm not a baby boomer, okay? So
you who, me?
Yeah.
I know what year you were born.
No, it wasn't in my feed. I felt that there was an appetite for people who were having a reaction to, like, they didn't want to see 18-year-olds talking about. And I felt this way. I felt funny even, like, as an assistant writing about La Mer, an assistant writing about La Prairie. I felt that there must be some women, consumers, thinking, what does she know about that?
Oh, you're saying when you were young and in your early 20s and writing about anti-aging at the magazines?
Yeah, I would research it. I would ask all the questions. I would research it like my life depended on it. But I couldn't give a proper testimonial.
Yeah.
So I felt that there was something there. And I'm really excited. So I'm saying this like they're sour grapes. No, I'm just like, I'm feeling like validated and excited. I'm reading this women's wear article, like somebody was a Zumba instructor before, now she's making hopefully a ton of money as an influencer. You have Bethany Frankel, she already has a ton of money, but now she's making
up with Bethany
more money.
And I am sorry, her beauty reviews are unhinged. Sometimes I'll just be like, if I do the phone at night, like with the volume really low, even if I have it really low, if I happen to go through one of Bethany's, he's like, what's going on over there? Because she comes in so hot, always. It's the Hermes bag. I got the bag. Like, whoa. Like, I love that she has an opinion. And maybe it touches me because I have a little of the same tendency when I'm like excited about things. But it's just Bethany in your face telling you about beauty products.
She's really excited about the Beauty Pie, a glowy foundation right now. And like, I work in beauty and I'm like, I think I might need to get that. Like, she's very convincing.
Yeah. So she's of this. What? Is she a baby boomer? No, she's probably Gen X.
No,
right?
She's not a baby boomer. Is 1946 to.
Really?
No, it starts at 1946. It ends in the 60s, but she's still, she was born in the 70s, I think. I feel like she hears it. She'll kill me.
I was born in the 70s. All right. Please hold for real-time fact-checking on the age of Bethany Frankel.
Bethany Frankel, she's 1970.
Look at that. Jess knew her stuff. Okay.
Yeah. She's young.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Just a lot richer than me. I guess that's what it
is. She's sort of like, richer than so much, everybody listening to this podcast combined.
I didn't know people like could afford a Birkin bag if they were then. Okay, go ahead.
I read this funny comment about her the other day. It was like, if I made skinny girl money, my own family would never hear from me again.
And someone who was not Bethany Frankel saying that.
Yeah. It was like a comment.
Peace out.
Thing.
I just bought an island, talked to you, and never. Yeah.
But I was thinking like why these women are so popular. And I think it's like they're very confident. They're very comfortable in their own skin. And I think that's what they don't give a fuck. I said I was going to curse.
Oh, we didn't. Does that count? I'm not putting the E button for that. They don't give a fudge. They do not give a fudge.
They don't give a rat's.
No. Well, I love to see it. The more age inclusive the interwebs becomes, the better it is. Right?
I love it. I absolutely
ages,
love it
too. You Gen Alpha. Yeah. I see you. Come on up. You're already doing the skincare, so get in here too.
And they know it works. It's like they don't have time to be fooled. They don't want to be fooled. Oh, Rosemary Swift was another one. I mean, her brand is getting bigger than ever. And it's...
Same with Jones Road. I just looked at the sales they have did this past. I was like, damn.
Yeah. It's like people want to see people who know things. Okay. And then last but not least, I can never say this website's name. Fragrantica is getting its due.
Is that how you say it?
That's how I say it. Do you say it differently? Fragrantica.
I think I do Fragrantica. Oh, the second R is such a... Get that second R out of here. Fragrantica?
I like the way you said it.
I know, but I think there is another R in there. It's just one of those words. I go to the website all the time to check who the perfumer is on a particular scent because they're really good about finding out always. And then you can see all the scents from that perfumer. It's great. But yeah, I never say it out loud. But okay, continue.
It's like, it's something that I think we all quietly just say it. Like, we just say it
just
as
a bunch
type
of FRNGs.
It
it's like when I had to spell fuchsia, I'd just be like, let's just put in an F, an S, C, an H and see what happens. There's a couple words like that that I still just like, come on, autocorrect. I know I don't have it right here.
You know what word I can never, I still can't spell? And this is why I lost the spelling bee on. I was down to one of the bottom.
I didn't even know you were a finalist in a spelling bee. Good
I was
you.
A finalist. It was me and one other person.
I'll tell you my word when you tell me yours. Go ahead.
Strength.
Okay. How did you spell it?
But I still can't. It's where the N's and the G's and the H's. That and rhythm, I can't spell.
Yeah, those H's and T's, yeah.
What's
like
yours?
A perfect, so embarrassed. This is the most Philadelphia thing I've ever said. The word was, I've chained this out of my accent, but the word was forward. But okay. As I pronounce it, and I try not to, it's forward. That's how you say it in Philly.
Did you put the forward. R there?
I did not know the word. I thought the teacher was wrong. I was like, forward, F-O-W-A-R-D, forward. I'm driving forward. Like, that's how you say it in Philadelphia. I had
Wait,
no.
Is it forward or forward?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's F-O-R-W-A-R-D. It's
oh, yeah,
forward.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that's how everybody else in the country says it and other countries. But in Philadelphia, we say forward and we drink water. And I fought with the teacher. I was like, there's no way there's an R in there. It's forward. And that's how everybody around me said
forward.
It growing up.
Just move
yeah.
forward.
I trained it out of myself because I want to be able to spell it correctly. I was so mad. I was like, what? Forward? Anyway.
No, that's very, you actually had me confused for a bit because that.
Sorry about yeah. that. Strength and forward. Okay. Forward. We're editors here. We talk good.
But there's a fashion site forward.
But that Hold they on. Might just take, you never know these days because they just take out the vowels.
They take
everything.
Out the vowels. That's very, it's very hot.
Yeah, I was trying to find the beaker. Oh, one of our listeners was talking about how great the lip balm in, remember the beaker bottles, the glass bottles, and they used to have a lip balm in the top. I'm not sure if I put this particular
one of these bad
voice.
Boys.
Yeah, exactly. And so they have the lip gloss that came with those was so good and you can buy it separately. So I was trying to go to the website to find them and I was like, why can't I find the website? Oh, you have to take out all the vowels. Because that's the only way you can get a trademark these days. So it's
beaker. Are you spelling it like a really scientific beaker?
Oh, I just put in beaker, like not the Muppet beaker, but like, yeah, beaker. And I don't know, it's beaker.
That's funny. At Cosmo, those hit when I was at Cosmo, everyone at Cosmo had a beaker. It was like so hot.
I have one at my night. Yeah, I do like that bottle. It just looks pretty and the lip balm's really good.
They are pretty.
What was your news item about again?
Oh, forward frangantica. Forward frangantica.
Okay.
Okay, so now this, listen, guys, I was excited about this one. I was really excited to share this one with you. So Fragantica is finally getting its due. Days did an article about the site, but via this Instagram called It Smells Crazy in Here. And It Smells Crazy in Here pulls reviews from Fragantica.
Yeah.
What they do, if you've ever been on Fragrantica, it's not just like Sephora reviews, you know, being like, oh, I love the peach notes in, you know, opium or whatever. No,
this is the perfume
wild.
Heads. Like when the people talking about wine and they get all, and you're like, oh, okay, really? Notes of peachy clay? I'm like, come on.
Yeah. These are people who truly enjoy both fragrance and the art of writing about fragrances for an audience. And clearly for themselves, it is unhinged. It is entertaining. Sometimes it is messy. Sometimes it's dark. Sometimes you're worried about the author.
Give us an example.
Okay.
Give us
All right,
an example.
Here we go. Ready? I picked out a few examples for you.
Okay.
The first one is Royal Oud by Creed. I smell like a rich Coca-Cola executive who just finished visiting the manufacturing plant and scolding my employees.
It is a rich scent. I don't know.
Okay. Angel Eau Demon by Givenchy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to try not to say it sound
it's
like.
It's a big one. You know that scent, right?
Okay, yep. Sex bomb, sex bomb. Who's a sex bomb? When you wear this sexy, naughty perfume, this is what you become. Men are pliable putty in your hands. LOL. Yes, I did a Tom Jones karaoke for you, and I'm never doing that again.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the person at the end going, LOL.
That's the LOL is what does it for me. And I also didn't tell you about
the voice you read it with was not an LOL voice. Yours was much better. You should start writing these.
I actually was thinking about it. Okay, there's another one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want another.
Wait, but it's for the same one. This is what kills me and it got caught off.
Okay.
It goes, this conjures up images from the film The Ninth Gate starring Johnny Depp.
What?
So good. Ready? Okay. Another one. Versace L'Homme.
Versace L'Homme. I'm trying to remember it. Is this with the lion head on it?
No, I don't know, but I don't even think it's important. Okay. You just need to know that it's an Italian fancy
fragrance. Versace.
Versace. L'Homme is the official scent of organized crime. Tommy Vercetti would have been wearing this. It's the most popular fragrance among people who drive drug-filled speedboats. You will want to wear this while dumping someone in a river, playing dominoes, or while standing on a stoop holding a rag. It's fantastic. Can I give you one more? This is Kiehl's Original Musk, which I love. Okay. And this
everybody knows what this smells like.
And this one did not turn me off Kiehl's Original Musk. I stand by it. I mean, my friend still calls Kiehl's Original Musk the panty dropper, which I think is quite an endorsement. And this still did not turn me off Kiehl's Original Musk. Okay,
what
ready?
What did I say?
Mm-hmm. Maybe an overshare, LOL, but this smells exactly like my grandfather's natural smell, LMAO. But I mean that in a good way, because it was a peculiar but alluring smell. People often positively commented on it to him. It's like a skanky, musky, powdery scent, but not in a yikes way. That's not painting a good picture. But you'd have to smell it, I guess. Kind of smells similar to Chanel No. 5, if you're familiar with it.
I have so many questions.
LMAO. Nobody can write without putting an LOL anymore.
My grandfather just smelled like Pall Mall cigarettes and like newspaper ink.
My grandpa smelled like this hair cream, like a hair
Brill
like
cream. And he also had Brill cream, and that's what he smelled like. And it had a, yeah. And then, he had like an aftershave that was like one of these.
Is that something from like that generation? He put stuff in his hair.
Yeah. You remember, I think it's 5477 or it's four numbers. It's a German aftershave. And it was very big in like the 60s and 70s. You know, it's like a turquoise and gold. It's like a splash. Anyway, insert link in episode notes here. Wow, what a way to end. So the Instagram account that we should follow if we want some of these amazing reviews.
Wait, the best one. Best one.
Oh,
best one. Best one.
Okay.
Well, not best one, but it's a good finisher. I love this one. Lolita Lempicka by Lolita Lempicka.
There you go.
Ready?
Polarizing. Go ahead.
This is for girls who are always in goblin mode. Picture a goth Winx Club OC stealing a cherry pie that's cooling on a windowsill in a Thomas Kinkade painting and then scurrying on all fours back to her cave. She can unhinge her jaw like a snake and eats every meal like Saturn devouring his son. The Thomas Kinkade villagers fear this creature.
Okay.
And you know the main antagonist of the 1984 board game Candyland? Yeah, Lord Licorice. Well, she's dating him, buddy. I imagine Grimes puts this on instead of taking a bath. It's great.
Grimes is like queen of goblin girls, for sure. A. B, I forgot about the licorice
repurchase.
Villain. But the levels in this review, because it does have a licorice note, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's got anise in it.
Yeah.
And it had like cotton candy.
But the thing is, I'm picturing like a water ghost crawling on the ceiling from a horror movie, and it's a weirdly sweet fragrance. It's more like a doll come to life. Yeah, it's like that horror movie with Allison Williams where the doll is actually like a killer. That's the horror movie instead of the, yeah. But yeah, I see it. It's sweet and twisted.
I had a falling out with my friend in high school when she bought this after I was wearing it, and then she started wearing it. I was like,
this is making news this week about women gaslighting other women. They're using the term gaslighting, which I don't think is appropriate here, about what fragrance they wear. Like the people
that's
that
don't.
That's
not an appropriate term.
No, I know. But you know how like it turns it into thing when you call it gaslighting. But like not telling people what skincare, not telling people what fragrance they're wearing.
Isn't that gatekeeping?
Maybe they said gatekeeping. Well, yes, gatekeeping. Yeah, gatekeeping. But I swear it was using the term gaslighting. But I remember maybe two interviews in my career of thousands of celebrity interviews where I ask people about beauty stuff. Only twice have I had like a celebrity not tell me their favorite fragrance because they didn't want to share it. So it's like, I feel like it's rare, but when it happens, it just makes me want to know more.
It makes me always feel like a jerk when I ask and then somebody is like, I'm good. And I'm always like, I feel like I've asked them something really personal.
Well, I guess to them it is, but it's also like literally what you and I have made a career out of. Like we want to know what's in people's beauty vanities and what fragrances they wear. It doesn't mean we're going to go use it, and it's not going to smell the same on us. What are you trying to be so mysterious? Like,
No, I get it. I think it only bothers me when you're like 16 years old and you only hang out with the same like four people. You can tell I've really matured and grown up that it doesn't bother me anymore.
Is the friend who stole Lolita Lempicka from you? Maybe you're this lady. Now Jess doesn't tell people what she wears.
She and I are cool now. We're really cool.
Okay. Oh my God. I'm going to follow that Instagram. Tell me the name again.
So it's called, everyone go follow it. It's called It Smells Crazy in Here. And that's the news.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, everyone, it is time to raise a wand. I cannot wait to hear what's in store. Jenny, lay it on.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Jenny from Boston. I usually never leave a raise a wand because I listen to your podcast kind of late, so I think that I'm always behind the times. But Jess had asked for products with a soul, and I would recommend Half Magic, which is kind of, I feel like, a little bit on the younger side or like cooler side for me. But like in that vein is, and it's a French pronunciation, which I will butcher, but it's Rituel de Fée, and it's very witchy and kind of like the older sister version of Half Magic, like kind of, they're both witchy, fun, magical vibes. Yeah, love the show. Thanks. Bye.
Jenny, it's totally fine. We don't expect everybody to listen the Wednesday that the episode drops. It's totally fine. Keep that homework coming about like brands with a soul. Also, thank you for reminding me about Rituel de Fée. Their products are so good. Their Luminizer I forgot about that. And then I just fished out when she mentioned it. I fished out for my little makeup kit. They have this, I think it's called Inner Glow Cream Pigment. They're like all different colors, but there's one called Eros, and it is the most beautiful contoury kind of color. Like if you ever needed a cream bronzer, or like if you have medium to light olive skin, such as myself, and you wanted to do a little contouring, it's for that. But then you can put it on your eyes. It's like this rosy brown and it's matte and it doesn't have shimmer. They just make really nice product. Anyway, I wanted to shout those out as well.
So pretty.
I do have new homework. I didn't run this by you, Jess,
That's
but
fine.
I do have new homework for everybody.
Yeah.
Because everybody's sick about hearing about my chapped lips, which clearly I'm still working on. But new homework. What about the party makeup? I have like a couple things that only come out this time of year when I need to zhuzh it up for a party, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I want to know what people's like special product is. Maybe it's the Guido Zara gold hairspray you're going to bring out. Or maybe there's like your lipstick, which is like, I really can't pull this off on a regular day, but when it's time for a holiday party. Or as Jess used to say, when you went to like the office holiday party and Jess was like, just put on earrings.
Oh God.
Which was
like
her desk to date fix for everything. But like, what's that product that you pull out and you know, if I don't do anything else, at least this is going to zhuzh me up.
It's a classic tip.
I used to have one. It was like an Anna Sui silver eye glitter. And I would like hoard it for parties so I could just like dot it here and there and like get a little sparkle. I might add my own, but I really want to hear what the fam has to say. If you want to tell us about like your special occasion, like, I don't know, we need to come up with a better TikTok worthy name for these products. It's like the zhuzh product. Zhuzh products. That's what I'm going to call it.
Zhuzh. What's the zhuzh?
That can be spelled, as Jess and I are both spelling bee, not champions, Z-H-U-Z. Zhuzh. Also can be used as a verb for pushing up the sleeves of your shirt.
I'm amazed when I see different spellings of zhuzh, and it's so far from anything I would have done.
Oh, how would you spell it?
Z, Z, Z. Oh my God, I'm having flashbacks.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to go with Z-H-U-Z, zhuzh.
Z-H-U. Is there an S in there?
Not in my world.
Zh. Oh, I'm gonna play with this.
All right. Well, I think that it's zhuzh, Z-H-U-Z, but whatever it is, what's your zhuzh product? Tell us, call us 646-481-8182, email it to info@fatmascara.com. Cannot wait to hear these. And get them in now because we want to share them before the holidays because we got Christmas parties coming up, we've got decorate the tree parties, we got New Year's Eve still, then we've got Valentine's Day, maybe you're doing whatever it's called, Galentine's Day with your friends and you want to zhuzh, tell us about your zhuzh products. Okay, Jess, go ahead.
Okay.
Raise one.
I'm picturing you at a decorate the tree party. It's so funny.
Why?
I don't know. It's really cute. It's like, oh shit, rocking around. It's really cute.
You know me, I'd get all in there leading it. I'd be like, get the popcorn string. We're doing it this way. I'd take control. I'd be like, you're on apples. You're on snowflake things. You put together that ornament that broke last year.
I know. It's too much. It's so good. Okay.
What do you really want to?
Okay, I cannot believe that I've not spoken about my Hourglass Ambient Light Unlocked. It's the Ambient Lighting Edit Unlocked. Wow, what a mouthful. They come in a lot of different types of animals, which sounds like funny, but each of them has like this illustration on it. I like the jellyfish palette. By the way, they're limited edition.
By the way, for people that aren't watching the visuals, which there are none, so she's talking about it's a powder and blush and bronzer. I guess she'll get to that.
Okay,
Go ahead.
I'm getting to it. They have different artwork on them. There's a snake, a leopard, a jellyfish, an owl. And the illustration is stunning. They worked with a beautiful British artist to do the artwork. So even if you like just displayed it, you'd be like, this is stunning. And it's like a magnetic closure. You hear that? I love that. But when you open it, if you're familiar with the Ambient collection, you know that Hourglass does this really incredible baked shadow or baked like pigment that gives like a blurring effect. That's what makes their powders different than, I'm not going to name call any other brand, name check any other brands, but it's different than if you just got a palette from.
It's not a pressed powder. It's like the slurry kind
that
they make on the little, the terracotta conveyor belts out in Italy.
And when you put it on, it's like you have to kind of see it to believe it. But when you put it on, it does blur your skin. So even if you're not wearing foundation, it gives you a little like filter effect.
Question, you know how there's six colors?
Yes.
Do you just swirl across all six?
That was my next thing. So when I looked at
I know
the,
you.
When I looked at the jellyfish palette,
I like these colors a lot because nothing's too bright, but there's a little like a more fuchsia one. I don't know if it's fuchsia. It's more coral. It's not fuchsia. It's coral. I actually like this one the best because it kind of pops your skin a little bit when you mix it with all the other colors, like the bronze, and there's like an opal, there's like a white. It gives your skin that like, hello, I'm awake. Hello, I'm here. There's blood pumping.
Could this be also your zhuzh product?
I zhuzh it at 9 o'clock in the morning when I have to be on the Zoom.
So it's not. Those powders are beautiful. They're beautiful.
My cousin, who doesn't wear a lot of makeup, I put it on the other day. She was like, what did you do to your skin? But it wasn't what makeup you're wearing.
Yeah. Then you know
it's good. She wants one too. Whenever I wear this, people will say, your skin looks nice. Or like,
yes,
you look cute.
Somebody DM'd me too recently because you know how we always talk about dry skin because it happens to be us and how we should be talking more about products for oily skin.
Yeah.
And I totally hear you on that. I'm going to be more cognizant of it. That product is great for all skin types because it gives luminosity. But if you have oily skin, you don't look greasier with the luminosity. Does that make sense?
Yes. That's a great, yes.
Maybe because they're blurring powders, they also seem to work on oily skin and dry skin, so they don't just sit on top. Like, they just
Yeah, it's
they
not just like work. A greasy, it's not like some people like that kind of glowy, dewy shine. It's not a yeah. dewy
no,
shine.
No, it's soft focus. It's
soft focus, perfect.
Puff. I don't know how you spell that, but it's poof.
warning, it's $90, but it does have a give back element to the Non-Human Rights Foundation.
Okay.
And
yes, love that.
It will last you a long time. Eyes, lips, cheeks. Not lips, sorry. Eyes and cheeks, sorry.
This is so bad. I think I've had my ambient palette like that for, I want to say, 4 or 5 years.
I believe it. Yeah. It's not going to, no bacterial growth. All right. So that's my spiel.
That's good. I'm just raising a wand to a TV show that's been delighting me. Actually, not delighting me. It's the cringiest TV show. And I don't know why I can't stop watching because I think Nathan Fielder is a genius.
Yeah.
It's The Curse with Emma Stone and Nathan Fielder. I was trying to talk to Eric about, like, what genre is this? Because it's not drama. It's not comedy. It's like black comedy. I was like, it's not black comedy. It's cringe.
Cringe comedy.
There needs to be a new drama of a type of show that is just cringe. Because I watch it, and the Safdie brothers are geniuses. They're the directors, and I think they worked on the screenplay. They take every awkward moment 10 beats too long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you see the movie? If anybody saw Uncut Gems,
yeah,
like that's their style, and like the discomfort that they can create in TV is like actually a really interesting feeling. Plus, it just like so many social issues it brings up, but not in a preachy way. In a way of like makes you think about yourself and
how many episodes is it? Because we're really looking forward to watching it, but we're not sure. How much time we got.
This could be your holiday binge. This could be your holiday binge. I think we're like 5 episodes in now, and they're about an hour each. But things are happening now. And Eric keeps being like, well, what do you think is going to happen with the curse? I was like, it's not about the curse. It's about we are cursed for watching it because it's just so, just these horrible people. I don't know.
Nathan Fielder's a horrible person in it.
Emma Stone's in her own way. I forget the character's names. Yeah. Asher, I think, is the character that he plays, and I forget what her character. Yeah, they're both pretty bad, but he's just, wow. It's so uncomfortable. Like, I almost need to turn it off sometimes.
I remember, I don't know if it was Jeff and I or my brother and me, we watched Nathan for You with my parents, and my mom had to turn it off, and she was like, this is absolutely terrible. She's like, I don't like this.
Oh, she didn't like
it. She was like, this is absolutely terrible. She was like very deep, very offended. And then I felt really badly about myself. And I was like, it is.
Why? Because you thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. But then I thought that it was really mean. And this was like years.
I know. This is different though. So like, take that as what it is. Because real people are involved. Yeah. This is not. This is purely scripted.
I did question whether or not like it was mean. And then I did feel badly. It made me think.
Someone's probably put a think piece together on that we can Google and put on the episode recap for you all. But anyway, get yourself an ambient light unlocked palette. Watch The Curse. I believe it's on Paramount. And then get yourself some Half Magic and Ritual to feel. But don't forget the homework. Zhuzh products. Tell us what your holiday zhuzh product is.
You can spell it any way you want, by the way.
You could spell it.
You could spell it in.
You could say it however you want, too. I already imagine that's probably hard to say.
We'll know what you mean, however you spell it.
We'll know what you mean. You're nice. Or come up with a better name for it, actually, when you call in and leave it. Be like, you know what we should call these?
X. You guys are all so smarter than us anyway.
Much smarter.
Come up with a good name for those products. Yeah. And then get your beauty sleep. And we'll meet you back here by next Wednesday. We're going to have some of these products to share so that we can all go get them for the holidays.
Woo!
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.